But turn off the light and wait for the screen. I know, right? Father of the year. So I do all of this stuff. Well, obviously, and all of you parents know, that is like the most terrible idea ever, because what we did, we kind of generated even more of a fear of the dark in our children. Now they're scared of anything dark, except their dad. You see what I did there? That wasn't planned. I just thought of it. Anyway, and so they're scared of the dark all of the time. I mean, all of the time. Well, Maggie reminded me of her fear last night. So at 3 a.m., I heard a bunch of crying. And so I went into the room, and Maggie is crying for two things. One, she's like, yo, you have two things. And that's because we have two cats now. That's a whole nother sermon. But she's crying at 3 a.m. because the cats are jumping all over her. And she's like, get the cats out of here. And she goes, Daddy, shut the door. So I'm like, cool. 3 a.m., got the little cats out of there, and so then I shut the door. Well, here's the deal with shutting the door. We have a couple of lamps on in the living room, illuminating the living room, and that light comes, you know, from the living room into the room, illuminating the room a little bit, giving them a little sliver of light. Closing the door shuts off that light. So about 3:30, Maggie is crying even more because the room is dark. And not only is she crying because the room is dark, she proceeds to turn on every single light in that room. All of the lamps, the overhead light. Now Violet is mad because Violet is like, well, all these lights on before. Everybody is mad, including their father. So this is what I did. I took Maggie, calmed her down a little bit, and I put her in the bed. And then I turned off all of the lights. And they said, Maggie, what we're going to do, we're going to turn on the nightlight. I said, okay. Yes, Daddy. So we turned on this tiny little nightlight that's on the other side of the room. And you know what? It worked. That little sliver of light was all she needed. All she needed. Y'all, think about this. That little sliver of light, in her mind, conquered the darkness. So now she can't be consumed by the darkness because that little sliver of light provided her everything that she needed. And since she had what she needed, she got to rest peacefully. Everyone, this world is full of darkness. And all of the darkness that exists in this world is because of our sins. All of the problems that exist in the world today is because of sin. God has a perfect plan for you and I, a very perfect plan. All good parents have great plans for their children, and God is the perfect father. So that means he has a perfect will, a perfect plan for his children. But check this out. Whenever we break his rule, we go against his plan. And there are consequences for going against his plan. If he has the perfect plan for us and we do imperfect things, that means imperfection happens. Darkness happens. Romans 6 says that there are consequences for our sin. And their consequences, it means death. And death there means separation from God. Now hear this. The consequences for sin is separation from God. That was brings forth darkness to this world. And there's nothing that you and I can do to produce enough light to conquer the darkness. We're not created for that. It doesn't matter how hard you try. How hard you try, there's nothing inside of you. There's nothing that you could do yourselves to conquer the darkness. And if we can't conquer the darkness, that means we're consumed by it. We're captured by it. And unfortunately, because of that, because of our sin, our darkness, we have to experience separation from God forever. But God, right? But God. Something, God saw that and did something about that. If you got your Bibles, y'all, let's turn to John 1, verses 1 through 5. If you got your Bible, turn to John 1, verses 1 through 5. If you found it, you got it in your phone, or if you have it in your Bible, say, whoop, there it is. Okay. I can't believe that it actually worked. I'm going to keep doing that. All right? It says this, John 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, there was the Word. Now here, John is talking about Jesus. So in the beginning, there was the Word. In the beginning, there was Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The life was the light of men. And check out verse 5, y'all. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Everyone, it's impossible for the darkness to overcome this light. The light is too powerful. The light is too strong. There is nothing, nothing. The darkness can try its hardest, and there's nothing that it can do to overcome that light. Nothing. Hear this. The consequences for your darkness is separation from God. Now, that means that we need that light to overcome that darkness. We need that light to overcome that separation from God. Now check out John 1:14. This is what happened to the light. And the Word and Jesus, who has that light to overcome the darkness, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hear this, everyone. Everyone, God left heaven to become man to save all people from separation from God, from darkness. And this is how he did it. God came, lived a perfect life, a sinless life, and experienced darkness, which is separation from God, so you and I wouldn't have to. John 11, 9 through 10 says this: if anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of the world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not with him. If you are here today, and if you're not following Jesus, no matter how well you're doing, you're stumbling. If you're not following Jesus, you may think that you're leading your family well, but you're struggling. You're stumbling. You're stumbling through life. You're not living. You're only breathing to death. There's no way you can be a great husband, the perfect husband that God wants you to be. Like, there's no way you can lead your wife. There's no way you can lead your children without having that light. You're stumbling at work. You're stumbling in your family. No matter where you are, you're just stumbling, stumbling, stumbling. So you're living a life full of stumbles. And eventually, if you don't know Jesus, you're going to stumble all the way into eternal separation from God. It doesn't matter how good it may seem. It doesn't matter how good it may feel. The enemy is deceiving you, and you're just stumbling, stumbling. Everybody in here, no matter how rich you are, no matter how strong you are, no matter how smart you are, every person in here needs light. Everybody in here, you need the light. Because in that light is life. It's life. Without that life, you are dead. And everything you touch is dead. Everything you lead is dead. No matter what you do. But God, again, has a perfect plan for us. And he has a desire to give us life. He has a desire to give us light. And he is that light. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will not walk into darkness, but have the light that leads to life. Check this out. One of my favorite verses. It says, for all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everybody. I took Maggie to Skate World for a little skate night a couple of days ago. And I saw a lady, and she was just she was outside. She was talking to her kids. And I just told her, I'm like, hey, it would be great. How about you come to New Beginnings Fellowship? And I told her about dysfunctional family Christmas. And then I told her about the Christmas Eve service that we're going to have. And I invited her to it. You know what's the first thing she said? She says, will y'all condemn me if I come in there? And I'm like, sister, I am the least person, the last person who should condemn anybody. I am the most lost of all. Well, I was. Anyway, I'm the crazy of them all. I'm like, we all need the light, my sister. We're all in the same boat before meeting Christ. I'm like, no. Everybody in here, nobody is more special than anybody else. We all need the light. The difference between some of us, and I believe it may be in somebody here, is that we just accepted the light. We follow the light because it leads us to life, everlasting life. All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And for you saints, Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. Think about this. The light of the world is calling you the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. My favorite song of all time. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Why? So everybody can see it. Everybody. For those in here who don't know Jesus, your lights are out. But check this out. God gives you a verse. And then if you follow the light, what leads you to life, guess what? You will shine brightly for the world to see. It doesn't matter what you've experienced. That's how precious you are. That's how beautiful you are. That's how amazing that you are. That's how so much loved you are. Let your light shine, saints. And for those who don't know Jesus, follow the light. Everybody, stand. Head bows and eyes closed, please. Again, for everybody who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Believe in Jesus, men and women. Like make a decision today. Like today, I choose to follow him throughout my entire life. Like God, I will follow you. I will follow the light. If there's anybody in here that doesn't know Jesus, but you want to know Jesus right now, you want to follow that light, and then you will become that light and shine it on the rest of the world. If that's you in here that would love to know Jesus, will you be so bold to slip up your hand? Would anybody like to know Jesus in here today? Yeah. Y'all, this Christmas season is all about celebrating the birth of the light into darkness. And so no matter what you've experienced, no matter what you're experiencing right now, we can take our little light and let it shine for the world to see. Amen for Christmas. Amen for the birth of the Messiah who is given to us. Amen. Amen. Let's worship.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is a night of a dear Savior.